This episode of Steel Wars is available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars. The link is in this episode's show description notes. Just look down there on your app, click it, and treat your eyes.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and we're here to talk about the Mandalorian Inside Look. Joining me, and we will invite you on if you're watching live to call in a little bit, from the Canobite Dispatch, my good buddy and yours, Emily Lind. How are you, Emily?
Man, they're really stretching the definition inside look, aren't they?
We like literally couldn't talk to each other before we started. I've got up my video of me watching it that I recorded live. So we'll go to that and we'll get the trailer out of the way. I just want to establish, no one has any right to be upset about this. There's no promises made. If you are a Monday Night Football fan, that was a pretty good inside look. So you can be disappointed, or you can find it very funny, which, where do you stand or currently sit, Emily Lind, written, directed by Rian Johnson?
I've decided that it's hilarious.
There's no other, how else can you...
Has anyone described it as the Toro Calcan of trailers yet?
Bringing me down.
You can interpret that however you want to.
Bringing me down.
In my interpretation of that was, it's something that brings Steel great joy that everybody else gets really mad at. And that's one of my favorite things in Star Wars when it happens.
I was riding high, Emily. I was having a great time, really enjoying things, and what can't you just let me enjoy it?
You're the one who interpreted that negatively.
I was having such a good time, and then Emily comes along and does this to me.
Oh,
this is what you did to me emotionally. You're that guy skating past.
I love that guy. I'm happy to be that guy. He's my favorite guy.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, wow. If you're watching back, how I vamped to get that up in time, impromptu, was that was pretty good.
You're really honing those YouTube skills.
Thank you very much. Now, Emily, so I'll put this up as a separate video later on, but I recorded it while I was watching it on ESPN. I signed up for a 3-day trial with Sling TV. They're great, great. It actually does look like a good service. But zero buys. Papa got to save those little Republic credits. But I signed up for my 3-day little deal. And you're going to love, look at my face when it's about to start. Also, probably my face when it ends. I haven't watched that far yet. But, we've got a little Steel Wars in a Steel Wars thing. I love that sort of thing. Very, very artful. All right, so we'll watch. Let's react. We're breaking ground. We're going to react to my reaction, Emily.
Okay.
Ha, ha, ha. Can you hear me?
No.
No, can you hear them?
No, I mean, I can hear you. I cannot hear you on, I cannot hear the you watching it.
You can't hear this?
No.
That doesn't make sense. Wait there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's odd. Chrome tab, Mando 1, share audio. All right, tell me now.
If I can locate. Yes.
Okay. Is that a crack dragon? All right. We'll go back to the start because there's not much.
For someone.
Here we go. The end. Oh, this is good sizzle for the rest of it.
The Razor Crest. Dragon.
I tell you, I messed this up. But we get to see my face again.
And now an exclusive look at the Mandalorian.
You're into it.
So the X-Wing are chasing the Razor Crest.
See? Deducting.
I'm here on business. I need your help. I've been quested to bring this one back to its kind. If I can
look intrigued.
Is that a crack dragon? Guide me.
This is no place for a child.
Wherever I go, he goes.
Look at me just stinging for something new.
You still look awful, though.
Oh my god, he's back! The blue dude! Blue dude's back!
Great.
Here we go.
The Mandalorian new season streaming October 30th, only on Disney. Look at my face! Look at my face! That was good, but that was no. There you go, groundbreaking content, Emily.
I love how like concentrated you are watching.
It was something special, knowing what was about to go down. I it's my little tweet in response to this whole affair. There you go. Oh my stars! I'm like, it's brutal. Like for us, because we were looking for, we hyped it up ourselves.
Yeah.
But no one else, like it was us. Like we were overly excited. And we saw good, like it was great. It was good fun. Either way, like I'm happy afterwards, so I don't care.
Like it's a fine trailer if it's just like a trailer you're watching for the show. But yeah, because like all the talk beforehand was like people were like, oh, you know, we're probably going to get some Moff Gideon because we haven't gotten anything new from him yet. And like, I didn't think we were going to see Ahsoka or anybody, but.
Well, the lack of Moff Gideon is bizarre. I do have to say that.
If you watch these trailers, you don't know that the show has a villain, and that's weird.
That's a good point. Now. Our good buddies at Kessel Run Radio.
Oh, they didn't look happy.
They predicted, because they'd heard about this Ahsoka scene that had been filmed.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Let's go to a live look.
Those poor boys. They're so nice.
Look, But look, you can't see much of Noah on there because of the mic in his hand. But look at what you can see, and look at the pain it's in. Look at that little bit of grimace on the mouth.
Oh, it's great.
And Corey's just, there's a little Yoju coming out of his beanie. That's great. That's good fun.
Oh, it's peeking out of the fold.
And look, they'd redecorated the studio. They had their little Yojus up the front, their little pop collection.
Oh, and they've got Gideon there and Ahsoka.
So good. All right, let's see what's happening in the comments. Ah, Corey. Corey, can you, are you, I have to get Corey to come on the show. Wait there. I'm messaging Corey. I'm putting the link up in the Twitter DM. Please call me.
Man, you'd love to see Corey miserable, don't you?
No, I don't. But I do. Sometimes I might revel in it a little when I feel like he's being he's getting a little bit excited. Okay. Like, do you know what I mean? So, like, yeah. This sort of stuff. It's like, well, you just got no right to be, because no one, there was nothing. Like, it was, all they did was say, hey, there's an inside look on the football. They, like, it, and that's it. And then we were like, oh, is Ahsoka going to be in it? Like all that stuff is our own little, generated type thing. This is nice, Emily. Rick Villeneuve, my favorite part of this thing was seeing Emily right now.
Aw. That's either very nice or shows that trailer was very not good.
I gotta decode this one. Michael Nip says, this trailer was the turkey bacon version of Sizzle. I've never had turkey bacon, but I know Oprah was right behind it in the 90s. Ever had it, Emily?
Turkey bacon's awful. Okay, there's no, when I eat turkey bacon, all it makes me think about is how much I want, like, actual bacon.
Oh, you've saved me a breakfast.
Yeah, better to have no bacon than have turkey bacon.
Mando Watch, coming through with the logic. If it's the Toro Calican of trailers, it's the greatest one ever.
See, maybe that's what I meant.
Okay. On the line, we've got Fresh from the Robo Report. This is the debut because of all the technical problems we've had with the copyright. But this is the new and improved Skull, visually enhanced Robo. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Steel. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm waiting for Emily to react. Oh, we've got Noah and Corey. They're on there as well. Let's check it out. Boys, coming through with the goods. Are you sharing headphones like you share the blame?
It's the blame. Yeah, it's our fault. Lucasfilm decided to shit on all of us. Right. Our reaction is something else, man. It's. It's bad. It's bad. Corey is going through it right now, I'll tell you.
Well, we did have up on the screen a screenshot you posted on Twitter. And I just want to go back to it, actually, because I just want to just get like a direct, now we've got it here, we can we can really go into what Noah was going through. Where is it? Kessel Run KRT transmissions. Oh, you've already. Or maybe it was just on Noah's.
It was on my Twitter.
Did you know why I went there? Just to see what. I was just like, oh, Noah's ats are going to be all time. I'm going to go check this out. This is going to be a good time.
I haven't even looked. I don't know. I don't even want to look.
I don't know.
All right. Here we go. Look at the shot.
It's so funny. The reaction that we recorded is so good.
Okay, so I just got here, and I don't know what you guys are upset about. It looks like somebody's like relative died.
Yeah, like, you would think.
Well,
you would
think. Are you talking about their photo or
just
your
that
image?
Photo? Yeah, I mean, I mean, there's also like the cute Lady and the Tramp style headphone sharing thing they're doing, but that doesn't.
Yes.
You know.
Look at this.
Great.
No, it's just look. Well, we waited. We set up. We prepped. We were ready to go for some good stuff. And then, well, first sign of nothing. The first bad sign was it was a minute long, and whenever on the old Twitter thing or whatever it was, and then yeah.
What are you upset about?
It's like, just nothing.
What were you expecting?
Yeah,
or hoping for? I think is Rob's question.
I think I was expecting something like anything like. That was.
I just have to butt in. This you two on the screen looks like a live cross from a local news service, and like someone broke in and stole your Christmas tree or something. Corey, have you said anything yet?
No, he hasn't. Corey, talk. Why? What are you feeling?
What should I say?
What are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling upset.
Well, it's more specifically.
Listen. All right. Here we go.
All right. I don't know how loud our mics are, so just be careful.
Here we go. I don't care that Ahsoka wasn't in it. I don't care that Boba Fett wasn't in it. I don't care that Bo-Katan wasn't in it. This is a funny trailer, though, I must say. Because, like, dude, Lucasfilm used to be the hype people of, like, the industry.
Noah,
I'm not starting Steel.
Noah, and... do you agree with that, Noah?
I don't know what people are talking about.
I will say though that you're right. Like all the trailers for like the sequel trilogy were so good. Even the trailers for season one of The Mandalorian were pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as upset as I look.
Yes, he is. He's fucking lying.
But no, yeah, I mean, I guess it's like Mandalorian season two's marketing has been so bad.
It's been really bad.
It's laughable. Like the first trailer was cool, right? I was like, okay, interesting. And then they're like, guys, Monday Night Football, exclusive look. We're saying exclusive look just like we do when we promote all the other trailers. The big ones, the ones that matter. You got to stay tuned. And they're like, actually, it's a TV spot.
It was just an extended. It was just a
it was a
they
TV
extended
spot.
A few scenes from the first trailer, and that was it.
I mean, there certainly isn't a Chewie, we're home moment in this trailer.
there was no moment in this trailer.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, I guess like the most hyped you could possibly get from this trailer is when Mando says, let's go. I think that's the pinnacle of this trailer. He does say, I have an interesting line where he's like, he says he's going to try to find other Mandalorians. That's part where Bo-Katan comes in.
Now I'm confused because that line in the first trailer was that he's got to find Jedi. So now I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I guess he wants to find Jedi and Mandalorians.
Great. Bro. So, you know, I'm wondering if, like, Giancarlo Esposito is in the show.
Yeah, you would never know.
I don't know.
So,
Noah, stop rubbing your head.
Sorry.
So the exclusive look was too short and didn't have enough new stuff in it. And this is like some cruel cosmic joke that has been played upon both of you.
I'm sorry. No. Let me break this down. Do we always want this kind of content where like everyone's trying to hype something up and it's just the same trailer as I am not done Steel. It's just the same trailer as before. Are we really going to be that like
Corey has become the angry YouTuber.
Dude, well, do you guys remember?
Are you gonna burn that beanie you're wearing?
I bought it today for this. So.
Corey is not done.
See, I get make fun of here. I want to leave.
We spent $20 on that beanie just for this fucking trailer.
I mean, that sounds like your own. I don't think you can blame Disney for that one.
Yeah, you can't blame. But it's just you know what that is right there.
Blind
consumerism. Blind consumerism.
All right, I want to respond. There's some interesting. Here we go. Where we go? Where did this one go? Oh, okay. Alex Maxwell, love you guys, but man, we sound spoiled. Now,
Yeah,
I'm about to walk out.
Okay, here's the Alex.
No. All right, I'm going to put up a Steel is not done little banner. Okay, but right. I'll keep talking.
Steel and I are usually pretty with it with how we feel.
Just suck back on your Coke. What do you mean we bicker every week?
Yeah, I was about to say, what are you talking about? All he does is argue with you about shit.
Corey, I thought you would have boycotted Coca-Cola after that Disney Parks panel at Celebration.
Yeah. I didn't go. I was smart enough to go.
All right. So it was a thing for the mainstream to watch and get amped. There was a little bit of stuff in it that was extra for the hardcore. Very little. But like if anything, like you guys are upset that you were overhyped. I would say that if anyone overhyped us for us, it would be, I'll just bring them up on the screen right now, these two guys.
Okay, I don't think so though. I see what you're saying. Steals. But everyone thought we're getting at least a regular old trailer.
Yeah, I'm not even talking, like you're misunderstanding. You're misunderstanding. What I'm saying is that I feel like I'm not that mad. What I'm saying is like there should be at least like a 2-minute trailer. Come on, like, yeah. Show us Moff Gideon. Show us something to get us. You know what? It's in a week. I don't care. We're gonna watch next week. Who cares? Who cares? We don't need anything.
I mean, obviously you care, but
no,
I'm trying really hard not to. I'm really trying not to care.
The thing. Here's my I don't know.
Am I wrong in all this?
No, you're like, not. The thing is, you're not crazy. No, but that's the thing is like we
did we
say
not
this,
have two trailers
no,
for season
we
one?
Did. We did, but here's the thing. And they're going off. What's up?
I mean, maybe part of the problem is that you guys have turned this into an event that you're going to like stream and like talk about. And when it's like not really that big a deal,
hey, then you're getting on thin ice there, Robbo. Just chill out, buddy. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like it's kind of, you know, like they're under, it was a very popular show. Like they don't really need to.
Well, no, I feel like. Well, let me just go back down the track record, right? We had like Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker, Solo, Rogue One, Mando Season 1, Clone Wars. Really all delivered in the sense that
they all,
what?
Can I just, I'll just, like, for the marketing, like, between, like, The Force Awakens and The Mandalorian,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, it's almost, and I feel like they're doing this, is they're going to use the first episode as, like, the big hype. Oh, who let the dogs out? Shut up.
Yeah, seriously. All right, we'll mute. Hold on.
Is that your producer barking in the background?
Exactly who it is.
Okay.
Producer barking in the background.
Oro hating. Anyway, you know, The Force Awakens, it's all about that first week, but the thing with The Mandalorian, it's like an 8-week investment. It's two cycles of Disney Plus. Yeah. And I sort of, one of my theories was they were going to let a big surprise out in episode one to then spark like all the big sites to be doing articles and that sort of stuff, because it doesn't matter if they like movies live or die off that first week. Streaming services are like a momentum thing. Like,
well, here's my thing though with it. You're right, but here's my thing with it. It's like, season one did a phenomenal, obviously, and they had two trailers. And I know it's like a whole like, well, there is the show so popular now they don't need to do that. But it's like, why not? Like just give it drop two trailers. What you've done for every single other thing you've done, and it's like just I don't know.
But why is it that important to you?
Because
like, you're gonna watch it anyway, right? Like, is this like you're just not convinced anymore? Like, maybe
because it's a fun event thing for Star Wars fans.
This is what a
when
Star
Wars celebration and there's nothing going on. It's always fun. I feel at least it's always fun when they drop a trailer that gets everyone like, wow, this is, you know, I have no doubt that this season's going to be a banger, no doubt at all. But I feel like over the last, especially 5 years, we're kind of accustomed to that. Maybe this is a sign that things are going to change. Which is better, you know, to get adjusted to the change. Maybe this is Lucas going forward. You know, we're going to give the most basic baseline type trailers, and that's what you can expect from us. So if that's what it is going forward, then at least we know now. But I feel like it's always so much fun when a trailer drops and everyone's talking about it and everyone's doing reactions. And I think even like you said, dude, I agree. When we do streams and we do this kind of stuff, it's fun to be able to get on something like this and theorize, what does this mean? What does that mean? And I just feel like in an 8-episode season, you should be able to at least pull together a minute and a half trailer, show the villain, show at least an idea of what it could be about.
Listen, as far as not featuring Moff Gideon,
yeah,
it's like just through, was he in it at all?
No. He hasn't been in a single trailer.
Not a single trailer.
Isn't that fucked?
See, that's
what we're messed up. Yeah. I'm sorry, but isn't that so stupid?
Hi. Hey, just wait there for 2 seconds. I'm just gonna I'm gonna bring out someone that thinks Corey should grow up. Wait there.
I hope this kid likes disembodied skulls.
I don't. It's scaring me, man. So.
Harry, are you upset about the trailer?
Trailer?
Yeah.
Can you say Corey seems entitled?
No, he can't.
That's you don't have why. To say what he says, little man. Exactly. Don't play his game. Play your game.
Look, there's Corey. He's sad. Do you want to sing him a song to cheer him up?
Does he know where's Toro Watch?
Toro Watch. Best Buddy Hunter. Toro Watch.
Can you say Toro Calican?
No.
Pointing.
Perfect.
You drew this for me.
Perfect.
All right. I'll everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Corey actually is annoyed at Harry for chastising him. Look at you, like, yeah, goodbye. Yeah.
What?
Lose the attitude, kid.
Can't even be nice to a baby. I'm sort of on both. Like, I get you guys being disappointed because like it's not a great trailer. It's sort of there and it's fine, and it is fun when there's a big moment or something to talk about. And it's kind of it is disappointing. There's like, yeah, we hyped ourselves up, but also this still could have been better.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we made a video today. Noah and I were talking about this earlier. We're like, are we going to see Ahsoka? I straight up told him.
Yeah, we didn't think that at all.
I said the same thing about Boba Fett. Well, we thought maybe Boba Fett, but I was like, Ahsoka and Bo-Katan, there's no way.
Yeah, some part of you clearly held on to hope that this would happen.
No, I held on to hope for a good trailer.
No, I did too. Yeah, no, I had no hope that we were. I know I wasn't. If we didn't see Ahsoka in this trailer, I wasn't going to be disappointed.
Right.
I wanted to see what the season's about a little bit. Yeah. I wanted a good trailer.
Yeah, that was not a trailer. That was a extended TV spot.
Which, you know, and I will say in their defense, they've been calling it an exclusive look.
Yeah. This is the first time where it's actually.
Yeah, because usually when it is, it's about. Yeah. Like, so was the Rise of Skywalker main trailer was an exclusive look on Monday Night Football as well. So, and that was a great trailer. It was a good trailer.
Yeah.
So, that was a great movie, too.
I gotta say, I'm glad. Like, I'm not just like, okay with it. I'm glad we didn't see Ahsoka. I'm glad we didn't see Boba Fett because I want that. And then we still have that to look forward to on the show. Yeah. Like, I want to see Boba Fett for the first time, which I assume we're going to see Boba Fett, mostly because I want Hawes to be extremely happy.
Only reason I want to see Boba Fett is just the delight on Hawes's face for the next year.
Look, if it's Boba Fett and, like, Timothy Oliphant is Cobb Vanth in a fist fight, I'm perfectly happy with that. Okay. But I want to see it for the first time on the show.
Can somebody explain to me who or what Cobb Vanth is?
He got what is assumed to be Boba Fett's armor, and he is like, he just sort of like made himself sheriff of this like town somewhere.
Yeah,
is that in a comic book or
no? It's in the Aftermath novel.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that explains why I missed
it. Hey, we got to go do a stream of our own. So,
is your reaction up yet?
It is up. Yeah.
Wait, I can't see it.
Well, it should be up. Actually, it should be up. Yeah, well, yeah, it should be up within a few minutes. So Y'all can check that out. Oh, Steel's gone, but okay, guys. Well, bye, Emily. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
So, Robbo, what did you think of the trailer?
It was short. Okay. It was cool, like, I like the X-Wings at the beginning. That was cool.
Well, it was one little bit of info that we got was the X-Wing was like telling them to telling the Razor Crest to stand down. So they were chasing.
Yeah.
Not on a mission with.
I guess that was like, it wasn't clear from the trailer.
No. Thank you, Corey. I mean,
no, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess that's what, like, that was something that people were kind of questioning. Like, wait, is he flying with, is he like friends with the X-Wing fighters or is he being chased by them? And I guess now we know he's in that, in at least one scene, he's being chased by them. So that's interesting.
Robbo, what is your, sorry, I was just going to ask what your jetpack opinions are.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I like the way it was used in the last episode of the show, but every other use of it, I didn't really like. I felt like if jetpacks are just like allow you to fly like a plane, then
like, everybody should be flying around.
Everybody could have them. Yeah. Like why they don't seem, it's then, you know, it seems kind of silly. Also, that's like, I know like nothing like scientifically makes sense in Star Wars, but there's like, there's like a point where I'm like, that's not what would happen. Like you can't, how do you steer it? Like even the Rocketeer, right? Remember that movie?
I do.
They like explain how like he's got this giant Art Deco fin on his helmet that he uses as kind of like a rudder. So it at least like tries to explain, this is how you steer when you're just strapped to an engine.
Yeah, that's always the thing when you think about it. It's like, how are they? I always wanted it just to be like a little booster. Like, you know, like sort of like the, remember they had those ones in the 80s, like that you'd see on TV or and it was sort of just like
the one in the James Bond movie from the
60s. Yes. Yeah. All right. So, they've got their reaction up now. So let's just use this technology to its fullest. Share audio and we'll see how the boys went. I love it when Corey's grumpy at Star Wars.
What is going on, everybody?
Look at Corey then. Look at
trailer for the Mandalorian season 2. Corey, yep. How excited are you to watch this trailer?
Please.
Oh my god. Sorry, headphone users. I can tell.
See, so he was lying to us. Guys,
so we're about to react to this.
Yes.
And he knew that we would find out. He just didn't care.
I've seen that shot before.
Mando music.
Yep. I'm here on business. I need your help. I've been quested to bring this one back to his
Corey's face. It's all becoming. Look at him.
Still a little bit of hope, baby. No.
Look at the eyebrows on both.
Who's that? Oh,
there's Mithral or whatever.
Yeah. Noah's arms are crossed. He's negging it.
Let's go.
Let's do this. That is a major vibe check.
Noah's eyebrow raised there.
I feel like we could get like two or three, we could summarize this in like two or three screenshots, right? Like, there's the look of just like,
what did they do to us?
What did they do to us? See, how is this? This is disturbingly similar to like a certain segment of the internet's reaction to certain Star Wars movies.
We were kind of expecting more of a trailer. This was definitely
that
not.
That was not a trailer.
It was
a TV spot. That was an extended TV spot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but thing is, it looks good.
Yeah.
Looks really
silver
good.
Lining.
But I feel like we've seen all that before. Like the only thing we know that's different is that Mando said he's going to be
looking for Mandalorians.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I rant for just 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it comes.
When you promote a show, you don't necessarily need anything crazy in it.
Hollywood Corey has all the answers.
There was nothing in here that was worthy of being like Monday Night Football. Like, you could have dropped this at any time.
No,
there was Moff Gideon.
It's on the football because everyone's watching it, Corey.
Now look, let's talk about what we did get. You know, like Mando's like, I'm here on business, and
Noah's trying so hard.
Let me ask you something though.
Yeah.
I disagree with leaving Giancarlo Esposito out of this trailer.
I do too.
Listen, I get it. They don't want to show Ahsoka or Boba or Bo-Katan, fine. But why not Moff Gideon?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, you know, I guess the exciting thing here is we will see all this stuff as the show goes. It's not like we have
I'm waiting for the Yoda on yeah. Corey's beanie to crawl back and hide.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. So, we're going to do some sort of breakdown of what we just saw, but I don't know exactly what.
This is it. We didn't get enough content out of this, and we're very disappointed. Like I
said, we're going to be live talking about this, so we'll talk about whatever some of the new stuff that there is in a live stream here in a minute. Where can they follow you on social medias?
@Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And you-
All right. I want to say, and if they watch or listen to this, boys, I love you both. But now I'm totally fine with the fact that I didn't particularly like that trailer because I've enjoyed this so much more than I would have like another 30 seconds of a good trailer.
Well, I just want to state, we only roast the ones we love. And I have a high appreciation of both these boys, so
I feel a little bit like a bully, but also Bravo's right. They hyped themselves up.
Yeah,
Corey had his little Ahsoka doll out there.
Yeah, how dare he say? Oh, I did not expect her to be in it, and then it's like he's clearly sad that this character didn't just show up.
Oh, like, we got a Robbo fan in the chat, Robbo.
No, we don't.
Well, yeah, they like your floating skull anyway.
Yeah, everybody loves the skull. I know how it is.
I kind of miss sexy Skeletor, but...
Yeah, me too. I really was trying hard to get that to work, and it just... I don't know. I have to do more work on that. But I don't know. I'm kind of partial to this one, especially because it just looks terrible. Like, the way my eyes like are constantly like... And sometimes my mouth will just freeze open like this.
That's pretty great.
It's fantastic, yeah.
I like this is good sizzle from Jacob's Quest. He does a great Star Wars YouTube channel. Steel, watch my reaction if you want to hear some disappointment. It's people now are competing. They love the Indeed. Skull, but not Indeed. The man.
The no, curse.
They love the man. They love the man around the skull. That's what I reckon. It's all a farce. Like it's targeted to get the how many people watch this Monday Night Football? Like 12 million people or something? It's a lot of million people. To get invested in The Mandalorian. It's not for us. There's some extended seconds that we can enjoy, but it wasn't hyped up to be this thing.
Let's say Ahsoka shows up, right? For a second, right? It would get all the fans excited and everybody watching it at home would be like, I don't understand why they just stopped the trailer cold for this one. This is just another alien. Like, why is this? They don't know. And if it's Bo-Katan, even the fans wouldn't know it was her because she's not visually distinct enough.
No, yes, she is. It's Katie Sackhoff. She's a very famous actress.
Well, yeah, but like, if you didn't know that Katie Sackhoff is playing Bo-Katan, you wouldn't just see a picture of Katie Sackhoff and know that it was Bo-Katan. You'd go, oh, it's Starbuck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I feel like if you know who, it's like a chasing its tail. If you knew who Bo-Katan was, you'd know who, like it's, I feel like it's dual knowledge. To know who that is to also know, it's like talking about what's the sixth sister.
No, I think people would just like see, like, I think there's plenty of people who would watch that and see Katie Sackhoff who have no idea who Bo-Katan is.
Yeah. That way for sure. The other way, I mean, if you know who Bo-Katan is, you know she's played by Katie.
No,
Sackhoff,
but I was like, so. And I'm just saying, like, if they showed her in this trailer, you wouldn't go, like, if you were just like somebody who, you know, watches Star Wars, you wouldn't go, oh, it's Bo-Katan. You'd go, oh, hey, Katie Sackhoff.
Yes, I agree. But you know, that's the sort of thing they can put in and. Like, it's not a major thing in the trailer, editing-wise, but for fans, it is something. And then there's articles written about that and stuff. But it's like, I can't... Here's the thing. Going in to Mandalorian Season 1, they saved the Yoju, if you will. And it ended up in being, like, the most blissful minute of my Star Wars year was seeing Baby Yoda, Yoju, if you will, revealed. So I'm not really going to question it. Like, if they could have Ahsoka in this trailer, or we could enjoy it in the episode when we watch it, and I bet once we see it in the episode, we're like, oh, glad it wasn't in the trailer. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're thinking about now. Let's think about then. I want to... I need all the fun I can get in the future. So let's save it. Let's save it. Robbo, your pink skull looked like it had something to say.
No, I was just going to say, like, if they show anything of a major character reveal like that, then you're kind of like hinting at the audience, like, when it's going to happen. And so there'll be that anticipation when, oh, I recognize that, you know, set. I know what's coming up next. You know, it's like all the people who would be excited by that are going to watch anyway. You just don't need to get them. You know, like, I feel like there's a lot. It's entitlement, right? Like, it's like, this is for me, I wanted to have this moment. And as a commercial, like, it was fine. Like, especially considering that their target audience probably didn't see the other, you know,
exactly.
Teaser, right?
And the thing about Noah and Corey's disappointment, like, they're not going to start angrily tweeting at someone or it's, do you know what I mean? It's sort of, it's very superficial sort of disappointment.
I would say it kind of cuts them pretty close to the bone based on the footage I've seen. But yes, you're right. They're not going to like immediately go on to, like, you know, harass people who work on the show and do other awful things that other people who I don't consider fans at all in the first place have done. And like I said, like, you know, like, yeah, I wished I had a better commercial. I wish some of the Star Wars movies were better, but you got to move on. And you know that they will, because they're well-adjusted people, notwithstanding the amount of toys they live with.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, I don't think, like, being disappointed that this trailer, you know, wasn't more exciting is entitlement. I think it becomes entitlement when you're, like, demanding more and super angry and the people who are, like, calling for Kathleen Kennedy to be fired every other day and all that stuff. Like, it's fine to, like, it's fine to be disappointed, and it's fine to, like, you know, like, spend 20 minutes or, you know, an hour on YouTube with your friends, like lightheartedly talking about your disappointment, and then you're done with that and you move on, because the show's in a week and a half.
But I just feel like they did the right thing. They held stuff back for the greater good, season one, And I, yeah, David Lorenzo says, Lozano says, I'll be fully expecting Favreau to drop haymakers on us, like the Baby Yoda reveal in the show now. I think first episode's going to have a banger reveal. Whether they're, my theory is that Ahsoka's mentioned in the first one, then comes back later. But I whatever it is, there will be an uppercut towards the end of that first episode.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? Is we didn't know Baby Yoda was coming in any episode. It's not like they told us there's going to be a young, little, cute, adorable Baby Yoda. And honestly, if they had, I would have been like, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it does. It sounds awful when you hear it.
But so, like, Baby Yoda was a complete surprise. Whereas this, like, I hope there's surprises that aren't Ahsoka or Boba Fett, because I'm just going to be expecting to see them or hear about them. And I want, like, an actual surprise.
But what I've been saying is that they have to maximize the amount of people to watch this show through their marketing. They're like, Disney needs this cash more than ever, and they've got to win or get a foothold in this streaming battle. I think it's already 60 million subscribers, which is...
I think they're doing okay, and I think this show is a big part of it.
60 million was the low... project. I think it was within 3 years it was 60 to 90, but now that all the other revenue streams have dropped off, they really need, because they're not going to get like film like receipts or theme parks, so they need to like get it up to that 90 like quicker than they'd expect, which they're on their way to doing. But to do that, it's not by saying that Bo-Katan or Ahsoka is in the show to people that know those characters that are probably watching already. It's to say to these 12 million people watching the football that, hey, there's this action adventure show about to restart, subscribe. So I feel like they're putting their promotional target where it needs to go. And it does start in a week and a half.
Yeah.
I
mean, they had somebody look at the market research, and they saw that there's a huge overlap on the Venn diagram of football fans of American football and fans of the Kenner troop transport, who were like, why didn't the Mandalorian drive the troop transport? Why didn't we get to see Carl Weathers in the troop transport? And they're like, that's what we got to focus on. And I feel like, you know, they deliver. So it's, you know, these are plans within plans, wheels within wheels. And, you know, like pretending like you understand the game. I don't know.
Kyle's onto a good thing here in the chat. Maybe have the first episode end with some character saying you need to find Ahsoka Tano and then build from there. Strangely, I feel like in the trailer, it was like they have to find Jedi. And in this one, it was we have to find other Mandalorians to find the Jedi. Am I mistaken in that?
I think my guess would be it is probably easier for him to find Mandalorians, and he wants to he needs more information on the Jedi, and the only one he knows who knows anything about the Jedi is the Mandalorians, because they used to fight.
Except he's one of them, and he doesn't even know them. Like, he's like, what about these, like, what? Space wizards with wizard powers.
Maybe they don't tell the adopted ones that he was a foundling. Maybe they're exclusive with that knowledge.
Lost his parents in the war where the Jedi like were literally everywhere.
Look, Star Wars has never been consistent about about the Jedi or the Force.
All right, listen, this is the big question, and Aaron Taylor's onto this. The big question after this trailer is, what is the score in the football game? Can anyone tell me? Also, while you're getting that information, tell me who's actually in the football game.
Cowboys and...
Well, the Mandalorian is a Western, isn't it?
What if this commercial was a ploy by the NFL to get Star Wars fans into American football?
Imagine if I came on this stream and I'm like, yeah, the Mandalorian, whatever. Have you seen the way they got the second down? Like,
yeah,
Tyrene Evans is really coming into his own. Is Tyrene Evans a it just sounds like a fool. I know Dredrick Tatum.
Tatum.
He was a boxer in The Simpsons, so it doesn't mm-hmm. really work out. But it's those names. This is the thing. I enjoy the people watching of Star Wars. So it's sort of why I'm fascinated with how people react to the highs and lows of it. So I think that's why I find Corey and Noah so intriguing. I like
earnestness to them, right? Like, you know what I mean?
Sam Carey is a great viewer. Comes through. It's 31-3. But who's winning? That's actually, Sam, you've told me nothing.
Clearly 31 is winning. I know how this works. You put 31 up against 3. What do you expect?
Oh, my God. I like it that David Lozano says, I was talking about Tyree Nevins, LMAO. Laugh my ass off, I believe. I've never heard that name. But I was just making up a name of that sounded like a football player. So there you go. They've got very Star Wars-y names a lot of the time. Cardinals are winning, everyone. Go Cards.
What city are the Cardinals in, Steel?
Cincinnati?
That's a good guess.
It's sort of a similar
in
sound.
In football, I think it's Arizona or Phoenix specifically, right?
Damn it.
Cincinnati, in baseball, it's St. Louis.
It's St. Louis, right? Baseball.
Are you sure it's not Cincinnati Cardinals?
Oh, there's the Cincinnati Reds, and Cardinals are red. So... But that's, again, a baseball team. There's the Cincinnati Bengals, which is a terrible football team.
This trailer was so quick. We're now talking about sports. So let's bring it home. Aaron Taylor's very excited. A red bird is winning. Yay. Good stuff. Thank you to everyone joining us in the chat. It has been good fun. There's been I got plenty of your comments up on the screen. Thanks to everyone listening on the Patreon podcast and the iTunes feed. Make sure you subscribe to Steel Wars on YouTube for things like this. And guys, I can't emphasize this enough. Let's go, algorithm. Click all the buttons, just click them all, except the one that says unsubscribe, but all the other ones, if there's an ad, click that, click like on other people's likes, do what you can for the cause. Emily Lindt, where can the good people of the internet track you down?
You would hear me talk about Star Wars on my podcast, The Canto Bite Dispatch. I also do a pop culture YouTube show and podcast called The Pop Cultural Hour, and you can follow me on Twitter at EF Lind.
Excellent. Robbo, easily the best pink skull I've ever worked with. Where can the good people track you down?
I'm on Twitter, the terrible website that ruins lives and nations, at GC9X. And I also do the Hardcore Gaming 101 podcast. Which you can find wherever fine podcasts are streamed.
Excellent. And to answer Aaron Taylor's question, when's the Robo commentary coming out? Hopefully tomorrow. I've edited, I hope, enough copyrighted material off it that it can play on YouTube. But we will see. It's a good test for some ideas I've got coming up for season 2 of The Mandalorian. And Sizzle Dizzle gets in the final word. Become a Steel Wars patron. Robbo reports are a must.
4 times a year. Don't miss it.
That's what I think about that. I got to say, a huge day tomorrow of cropping out Noah and Corey quotes for this Thursday's Corey Thursdays. It's going to be the best. And I just want to point out that like Corey and Noah are my very good friends, and it's fine. I feel like I'm worried, Emily, that someone like will think that that I'm being mean, but it's
because of how we were terribly mean to them. Yes,
no, we only roast the ones we love.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying, if it was your first time watching Steel Wars, you would think that we are horrible bullies.
They're like, why did they accept the invitation to join? Why did they do that? These people clearly despise them and everything they represent. I don't. I thought it was great. Like, it was good. It was good to see. It was good to see some truly crushed souls.
It was great to see that is a very apt thing for a skull to say, but don't worry. Corey knew what was about to happen when he called in. We have an established rapport.
And we should say the best thing about both those guys, I think, is that once the show comes on, they'll be just as effusively happy and praising everything about the show and how brilliant it is. Like they just wear their hearts on their sleeves. That's all.
I think you're right, Robbo, but it is hard to believe. But they will come around. They'll be around by tomorrow. They're the best dudes. So I like watching their hype. Kessel Run Transmissions, everyone. Kessel Run Transmissions. They're the best dudes. Emily, you're not so bad. Robbo. Oh, yeah. Oh, that tilted head was so...
I'm really enjoying how I can... I'm like the Andy Serkis of this crap, like right here. I'm just like, I can make it sing. I can make it dance.
I like how one of the eyes keeps like twitching a little bit.
Well, that's just what my eye does. I mean, I've got a nervous tick.
And Kieran is not wrong. But thanks, everyone. We're going to see the show in a week and a half, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be very, very fun. Sam Carey says, Kessel Run Wolfpack radio transmissions with Corey Van Dyke and Noah Van Outlaw. Highly recommended. Hey, I've had a ball. This show's coming out in a week and a half, and I'm very much looking forward to it, and so should you. And maybe so are now several million sports fans. They have sports on Fridays anymore. They may not. So this is something for them. And I hope this has been something for you. May that force be with you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.